Right, your lunch is ready, love.
Is Ginny listening to me now?
She might be. Right. Can you reach? Okay. Happy with all of that?
Yeah.
Are you thirsty? Thought you must because you really tucked into your drink, didn't you? You chomping on your cheese? No, eat the rest of the tablets.
Are you listening to me?
Well, I can hear you. Oh, it's raining outside again. Look at it. Not nice, is it?
This could be like yesterday, couldn't it?
What could?
Yesterday.
What could, Tommy?
This day. Recording today.
Recording today, yes. Yeah, it is like yesterday, I suppose, isn't it? Because we have to record for an hour every day, once a month. Don't we? Whereas we used to have to do it 1 hour every day.
Janine died.
No, Janine didn't die. You're silly. Is that bread nice?
I'm not even bite.
Pardon?
Not even had a bite.
Have you not had a bite of it? What's the matter? You're a bit quiet today. What's the matter? What's the matter, Thomas?
Nothing.
Right. Well, we've had lunch. We'll have a look at some things together, shall we? What would you like to look at?
The trains.
The trains? What trains?
Real trains.
Oh, well, I can't do that.
Just watch the station.
You want to go down to the station to watch trains?
We could play with the railway track.
Your railway track? Yeah, could do that.
You could be a train too.
Could I?
I'll be the goods train.
Right.
And you be I know what you could be. You could be the bus train.
The bus train?
Bus train's black. Because then bus trains can be bumped. But when the bus trains are bumped, and then the bus trains bash the people that bash the bus, and the bosses bash them back. But I don't bash it, do I?
No, that sounds a bit rough to me.
But then they bash you first, and then you bash them back.
Mm. That doesn't sound very pleasant. Right, can we eat some lunch?
Is this open?
No. It's a bread roll, but it just needs... You can just bite into it. It's soft. It's a nice, soft, white bread roll. You want to cough now?
I think the smoke's killing me.
What smoke?
The smoke's on my toy train.
We've not even got them out of the box yet.
Pink, they can be strong as a box.
So I don't understand why people have to be bashed and the bosses bash people back.
I give you fruit, don't I, on the goods train.
You give me fruit from the goods train?
Because I'm the goods train driver.
Really?
Yeah.
And why do you give me fruit? Is that the goods you're carrying? What sort of fruit?
Strawberries, banana, even a carry drinks. Grab banana, apple, hundreds and hundreds of fruit, have Coke to drink, whiskey, beer, ginger beer.
Coke, whiskey, beer, ginger beer.
We have coffee.
Coffee.
Tea. Mm-hmm. And eggs to eat.
And eggs. Chocolate eggs.
I need all the trucks. I need some carriages for carriages to put all the food in for next delivery.
It sounds like you need an awful lot of trucks for the next delivery if you're going to deliver all those
things. I need, this good train, it's that long, it needs the express train to carriage.
Pull. Does it to pull it?
It's going to be a very long train.
It is, isn't it?
It's going to be a week. The bus is all in, but I'm going to be bossing you. I think I'm going to be a short express train.
Why are you going to be a short express train when you've got so much to carry?
I have two trucks, lots of trucks, and lots of carriages.
You mean a short engine? Mm. Oh, I see.
Because when you're in my, when I'm in your way, you can just hook onto me.
Right.
I'm a lift train. That gives people a lift.
Is there such a thing as a lift train?
Pretending there is.
Oh, I see. You're pretending there isn't really, is there? We have those, what do they call the breakdown trains, when trains have either crashed or broken down? Isn't there a special train that goes along and lifts them out of the way?
Broken down train.
A broken down train. But what do they call breakdown trains?
Yeah.
Or salvage trains or something, aren't they?
Salvage trains.
You hear about them sometimes in the news if there's been, the proper news, I'm not playing now, if there's been a train crash or a train's been derailed or something, they send another train along. Sometimes to pick up the carriages that are all right and things, don't they?
Oh.
In fact, I think one of you told us the Tank Engine Stories is about one of those trains, isn't it?
Mm.
From that book.
Because the Tank Engine's breaking down, then the train comes along past him, and then this train stops beside him, and then broken down trains pop beside this train.
Mm. Remember that Thomas the Tank Engine story where, Thomas went to get the Christmas tree?
Yeah.
And he got snowed in?
Mm.
And the twin engines went to pick him up then, what were they called?
Thomas and Douglas.
Donald and Douglas, I think, weren't they, the black trains?
Do I like Thomas?
Pardon?
Do I like Thomas?
Do I like Thomas?
Like Thomas.
Yes, I like Thomas.
No, the train could be called Two Thomases.
Two Thomases. Douglas and Donald, the twins. The Scottish trains, I think, aren't they? Mm. Donald and Douglas. I might go upstairs in a few minutes and see if I can find that book.
I might come upstairs, actually.
No, you finish your lunch. Is that nice? You're full up. You can't be full up. You haven't touched anything.
I've eaten this. I've eaten that.
Thomas, you've had one bite.
Look how that deep that is.
Well, you can eat a little bit more because you've not had any coleslaw yet.
I don't want it.
Why not?
I didn't ask for coleslaw.
I know you didn't ask for it. You didn't ask for anything. Just cheese and bread.
Not bread, just cheese.
But later on you'll be hungry. And I know what you'll be asking for. Sit up properly, please, at the table.
I'm betrayal.
I know what you'll be asking for.
You need you.
What?
Three.
Well, you can ask away, you're not getting any.
No!
I shall have a cup of tea, perhaps around 3 o'clock. I shall have a cup of tea. And I shall sit and have something nice. And you'll have to sit and watch me.
But it's chocolate.
Mm. Oh, lovely. Well, if I can find any. But poor Thomas will have to go without.
He's not eaten all his lunch.
I'll give you some punch.
What did you have for your snack this morning? Milk. Just milk? Is it nice?
What snack?
Middle of the morning this morning. Did you have milk?
Milk and nothing else.
When you go to bed at night, you have milk warm. Do you like it warm or do you like it cold?
Cold.
You like it cold?
Don't usually have it when it's cold, do I?
Well, at night time, you've always had warm milk.
Oh no.
So I just thought if you're being served milk for snack time in the middle of the morning, they won't heat it up for you, will they? Do you get it cold?
I don't like cold milk.
You don't like cold milk?
Go around the corner and have a little taste. You don't like milk.
Anthony always chews his milk, doesn't he, for his break?
No, he always does.
Does he like it cold?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm clearing the line.
Are you clearing the coleslaw bowl?
That's my way line. One of these.
It's full of what?
It's full of leaves.
Leaves? You're pretending a bowl of coleslaws. A train track covered in leaves, are you? Every time a big spoon comes along and shovels some up, is it clearing the track?
It's a special dirty engine,
is it? Is it? And what's that called?
Rearrangers.
Rearrangers?
Like a special silver bushel.
Mm-hmm.
Like a silver bushel comes along. Bushes to fill up with leaves.
Is it?
Broken down
train or grain?
I need a broken down drain.
Do you? I'll go and find that story in a minute. I just want to finish my lunch first. There we are, let's finish those. Is it tasty?
No.
No.
There's crumbs on the table. Here is a brand new mess.
A brand new mess. Well, if you tip the packet up, it will be crumbs. The crumbs. Jump. Well, I'm full up now, Thomas.
Me too.
Are you?
Let's get the railway train.
No, not yet.
Bye.
I'll just let my lunch settle a minute. I'll go and find the Thomas the Tank Engine book. Do you really not want to eat any more, Thomas?
Oh.
It's okay.
I'm only allowed drinks.
No, you're not only allowed drinks. That is, that's all you're feeling well with drinks. Mm. You're not feeling very well. What's the matter?
My stomach hurts.
Does it?
Tummy hurts.
Ow!
Does it? Oh, yeah.
She needs to snuggle up with my mum.
You need to snuggle up with me. Just settle down. Let's push all the crumbs off you. Right. Shall I go and find someone's drink book?
I'll snuggle first, too.
What, you want to cuddle first? Have you missed mummy today?
Mm.
Oh, dear. Mm. Oh, what's the matter, Poppet?
Oh, I can't.
Probably too many sweets. Right, so
I'm
going to
get the top. They feel like they're going to fall out.
Do they? Well, it wouldn't be too many sweets. No, just wait there, Lord.
Okay. Not a boring book.
No, it's a toasted unkindred
book. Oh, I hate toasted
book. Oh,
you do. Ha ha. Eating all my dinner. I have.
Thomas, I don't know where that book is.
I know where it is.
Where is it?
Up in the loft. I've eaten all my dinner.
Turn.
I think it's in the bin.
No, seriously, what's happened to it? It was always in your bedroom.
I've changed. I made a mess on your plate.
Oh, Thomas.
Look at mine.
You've swapped plates, haven't you?
Now I can eat all your dinner.
Oh, yes. No, Thomas, really, seriously, Daddy read the Thomas the Tank Engine book to you, didn't he?
Yeah.
But what happened to it then?
I think he put it back in the bin.
It wasn't in the bin, it was on your bedside cabinet. There are lots of books there, but not the Thomas the Tank Engine one.
I said, why is that Thomas the Tank Engine book? He said, I don't know. Lost it. Again, my dad always tricks me.
Is he tricky?
Yes. I think I saw that Thomas the Tank Engine book one day.
Well, I saw it one day. I saw it last week because I read it to you. But this is why I don't understand where it's gone. Because I cleaned your bedroom this morning and I know it's not on the floor or on a shelf because I've dusted everywhere.
It could have been under my bed because I saw once a little bit of blue book on my bed once.
Well, once, but I've hoovered there this morning. This morning I took everything off the window ledge, dusted that, took everything off the shelf.
Didn't you clean right under the bed?
I did. I pulled the bed out.
Not that. But once, you know, when I saw a book right outside and it was the cool Thomas the Tank thing.
Well, the thing is, on your bedside cabinet, you've got a stack of books, and those books are the ones that are big, thick books, like the Thomas the Tank Engine book, because then at night, when we go to bed, there's always books there with short stories in that we can read two or three. And then outside of your bedroom, on that stack of boxes where there are books, there are some more books, but not the Thomas the Tank Engine one, I don't understand.
There's little Thomas the Tank Engine books.
Are there?
I'll show you.
Okay, let's have a look.
They're not
just
big.
Hold on, let me take a microphone.
They're just this much.
Let me carry this with us.
There might be this much.
Okay.
This much big.
Big. Right.
I'll show you where they are.
Right, don't start getting everything out, just have a quick look.
They are. Here, top of the tank.
Oh, the small ones, yes, but oh, that's true. But where's the big Thomas the Tank Engine one?
I don't know. Could be down here. Could be in here.
I think it is.
I
think so.
Well,
when
did you find
those? Right, come on, off the bed.
How do you do this?
I'm not quite sure.
There's a worm.
No, Thomas, they're not there, are they?
No.
Well, I wonder if Daddy knows. They've not gone down the back there, have they? Well, there's nothing there. Come on, let's go down. Let's go down, Daddy. Come on, look at those in 3 minutes. Let's go back down.
I'll just hoot it that upside down.
Well, I don't think it's blue tacked on very well, is it?
That's fine.
But look, there are more books there, but it's not one of those, is it?
It could be in here.
No, it won't be in there. No, out of there.
You've made it messy again.
No, I haven't. I've been tidying up. Cheeky monkey.
It's going to be a long way down there. But it'll be a long way down there. If I put a penny down there, it'll be a long way down.
No, I can't see it.
It must be dead. It must be dead.
It's very strange. Very, very strange.
And I love that book.
Well, I do as well. And we
I'm going to stamp downstairs, Clem.
No, we're not going to stamp. No, because Linda and Brian won't appreciate you stamping downstairs.
Might be not even there.
They'll hear it, won't they?
Might not be there.
No, I don't know where it is. However, when Daddy comes home from work, we'll have to ask him, won't we? He might know. Do you think he will?
What do we do now?
Well, did you not want to get your train track out?
Yes, let's get clean.
Okay. Yeah. Just hold on a minute while I move this thing.
No, I don't do that. That's over here. Wait,
you can do it.
Is it record?
Yes. Right. Just turn this up a little bit while then. It's all there. Stuff out for the track, otherwise it's too noisy.
Go bang, clatter!
Oh, put some of the phone in there, Thomas.
I don't think there's any phone calls.
Well, that's not going to ring if it's not on the hook, is it? Right, okay, so what am I? We've got the train track out. Are you happy with the way it's set up?
Yep.
Right.
No, it's fire engine. It could be a bus if you forgot the fire engine.
Right, no, it'll be a fire engine. That's fine. It's a proper fire engine that belongs to the Thomas the Tank Engine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Only there's one problem.
Cool.
I've lost it. Where's it gone?
It could be a bus.
Sure, but I think that's what, where's the fire engine gone?
No, if it's lost, I can find it again.
Oh, it's, I mean, that's a little train. No, but we had it a few minutes ago, didn't we?
Not here,
no, I don't think it's in the kitchen. I don't know where it is. Never mind, there'll be a bus.
Oh, you can't get any room.
Can I not drive a bus on the railway track?
No, because that's the goodyard and it's going to be at the goodyard.
Oh, I see.
And you're lucky because all this is the road and I've only got a few bit of railway track. You're lucky, aren't you?
You mean I'm lucky because I can drive on the road? Right.
Usually can't drive on the railway track because the goodyard's not that busy, is it?
No. Right.
But I never go there. I'm too busy.
You know, we couldn't find that Thomas book earlier on.
Yeah.
Well, somewhere there's a story about Thomas taking some passengers to the seaside and Bertie Bus having a sort of a race with him. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
And then I think, oh no, I think that's two separate stories because I think Thomas and Bertie had a race in one story.
Yeah.
And another story.
Yeah.
Is where Thomas is going somewhere and he breaks down and Bertie the Bus has to meet him and pick up all his passengers and carry on, taking them to wherever they were going. Do you remember this little bus, Thomas?
Yeah.
We searched all over to get you a bus because you were obsessed with red buses. And we couldn't find them, the one that was suitable for a little boy as young as you were at the time. And then one day I went into mother care and I saw that and I bought it and you played for hours with it. Where's the bus? Where's the bus? Where's the bus? That's all you used
when
to
I
say.
When I lost it, did he say, where's the bus?
Even when you knew where it was, you used to go around saying, where's the bus? Where's the bus? And one day Auntie Val and Joe came to visit and they were both sitting on the settee. I don't think Auntie Val had children at the time, and Joe possibly had, yeah, Joe must have had Becky because that's when I met Joe. But luckily Joe was wearing trousers because you said, where's the bus? And he opened her legs to look to see if she had them. And he used to do things like this. You put it there and you said, where's the bus? Where's the bus?
It's like this. Where's the bus?
Yeah, I told you.
And then you do this and then a magic.
You would always know where it was. And you used to have a cheeky little number. And then when you were in the car,
yeah.
I remember going somewhere with Grandad once. Whenever you saw a bus, you used to go, bus, 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 bus. And I remember Grandad because I was sitting in the back with you and Grandad was driving. And we were going to Tesco and you nearly went off your head when you saw when you saw a bus. You were going, bus, bus, bus. And Grandad raised his eyebrows at me. And another time, you know Sue over the road?
Yeah.
Well, she's dying now, but... Well, Sue, not long before she died, took us to Tesco one day. And you were doing exactly the same in Sue's car. Bus, 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 bus. She was screaming. And she was laughing. Where's the bus? Where's the bus? Where's the bus?
Just get the name of that bus.
I will. I'll sound like they find one, Joe. I don't know where it is. Perhaps the bus could go, no, 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 no.
And what? Because those black twirl things on buses.
The black twirly things on buses, what are they?
They go round and round those little points.
Do you mean the fan inside?
Yeah.
On the ceiling? Right.
That could be a little black Nina.
Oh, it could be Nina, could it, right?
Black Nina.
Yeah, I think it's ventilation, that, isn't it?
Yeah. You popped up and I gave you some fruit, didn't I? This is only where I trained to come. The one for me said, have you got any fruit for me?
Can you carry the fruit? Are you Thomas?
Yeah.
Hello, Thomas.
Well, I've got a long good train to you.
I'm called Bertie.
Hello, Bertie.
Hello. Now, in this long good train, have you got some fruit, please?
What would you like from
me? Oh, peaches, pears, apples, bananas and strawberries, please.
There's
pears.
Pears.
Apples.
Pears and...
Apples and bananas, please.
Bananas.
Peaches, pears, apples, bananas, strawberries. Have you any grapes, please?
Grapes? We've got a big bunch that goes nearly to the ceiling.
A big bunch that goes nearly to the ceiling?
Yeah.
Well, will it fit in the bus?
I could take a piece of them for my dinner and you can have some.
Right, and then it would fit in the bus. Right, but shall I reverse the bus?
You can't
do it. Which is the great train? Great Courage.
That.
Right, I'll park alongside the Great Courage.
And you can scratch my train because it's a very old goods train.
Is it? No, I wouldn't scratch it because if I scratch your train, do you know what will happen to my bus?
Scratch back.
Yeah, scratch back.
Yeah, because mine's electric train and it always scratch people that scratch me.
Oh. Oh, this says this bag belongs to Thomas. It's the Thomas the Tank Engine bag.
That's my engine.
Is this the bag to carry all the fruit?
Yep.
Oh, she's jolly heavy. I think it's that big bunch of grapes that reaches right up to the ceiling. Right.
Let's go! It's got Thomas on!
Is that your little flag? Yeah. Is that the guard's flag to wave the train off? I see.
Already done!
Right, well, I'd better drive up as well. Oh, traffic light's run red. I've got to wait.
That's my ankle through. Then you saw me parking up.
Yeah.
Can you see the boss is being a bit cheeky, because what's he doing?
Going on the coastline. Mine.
On the mine.
You can go across here, because Bertie can fly, because she'll show you, you can go...
Oh,
yeah, but I don't. I only go to the station when I need to reverse. But you can come here.
You've done that very well, actually, Tom. The train track. You've got it well.
You could do this. Couldn't you?
Goodness me.
It's a big flying train. Big
flying bus. Oops.
That's why he stopped, because I'm coming through.
Oh no, we can't have a crash. It's too big to go into the tunnel, look.
And you certainly not going here. No grapes for you.
Oh, but my bus is full of grapes. Right, anyway, the bus
big,
now is
a big
going.
Bomb's going.
A big bomb. A big orange balloon.
A big orange bomb.
Is it?
A big strong bomb. Boom!
Right. Well, I think Bertie the boss, despite the bomb, is going to just drive. Do you think he's going to a fruit shop or a market stall?
Market stall.
A market stall to set up all his fruit. Right.
I guess who you saw there waiting at the traffic lights.
It's my friend Thomas the Tank. Hello, Thomas the Tank.
A bit cheeky because it's on green and trains are behind you waited.
You're a bit cheeky, aren't you?
I would look after that.
Really?
Oh. Why do things get lost when you need them?
Why do things get lost when you need them? It might have to turn your way around. Oh, look, a little kaleidoscope. Did Lynn give you that?
Yeah.
It's rather nice.
What does that mean, silly?
Well, you can't see what I'm seeing, because I was looking through there looking at you, but you can look at me. That's right, you sit there with the light behind you, and look at me, and twirl it round a little bit, and you'll see lots and lots of me's. Lots of mummies.
Can it look this way, then?
It's a little kaleidoscope, because usually kaleidoscopes have beads and things in that make patterns. You remember Mummy's kaleidoscope, yeah. Don't you? But that one doesn't have anything in it, it's just...
I can hear lots of snuggy hairs.
Can you? That's me. It's clear, so when you point it at something and turn it around, you just get lots of pictures.
I'm going to do that like the box.
Lots of boxes, you could do lots of Bertie buses.
This is a schooling.
How many?
There's a schooling. There's schooling trains.
Oh. Tired after my lunch now.
Catch!
I lifted up my jumper to rub my tummy as you threw that and it landed in my trousers. And I've got lots of little Thomases.
And lots of toes.
It reminds me how I can smell those.
No!
Toes left. Oh, I've lots of dog in the horse, that's nice. Thomas, don't be dead. It's not nice. I'm going to have a little look at the bus. Oh gosh, Thomas, look how many buses there are. Just do that at the bus. It looks like you've got about a dozen buses. It's nice. Look at it.
God!
Pardon?
God.
Pardon?
God!
God?
God.
Gosh. Good or gosh?
I see how many amazing car tracks. You can see.
Yes, that's really a train track that was really big.
No, that! See how many you can see from that?
Oh, the racing car track, the road. Oh, wow, yes. And you've got an awful lot of bridges and a lot of engine sheds and, oh, yes, a lot of Thomas.
No!
No. You are rude, you're a rude boy.
Yes, good dad says, come and meet my friend Thomas, please.
Does she? She actually introduces you as being a bit rude. Come and meet my friend Thomas, but he's a bit rude.
Can I jump over here to
the... No.
I will.
No. Yeah. Now, come on, because this fruit will have gone off before we get it to the market if we don't go quick.
My fruit doesn't, because it's got a little fridge.
You you have an answer for everything, don't you?
Like, in these trucks, they've got fridges.
Have they?
Yeah.
I've got a tickly foot now, Thomas.
Let's do it for you.
Oh, no, they're not tickling my foot. It tickles enough.
I'm rubbing the
worm. Oh, no, I'm putting my shoe back. No, no. Last thing I want is you tickling my foot. No, 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 no. No. Hey, a rude boy. So which friend did Jessica say that to? Which friend did Jessica say that to? No, don't.
Battling you.
Battling you. Which friend did Jessica say that to?
Brown Bart.
Brown Bart? Kira Bart? You're calling a brown Bart, are you?
They bought a fire.
I think Brown Bart would be a really nice name for an old teddy, don't you? Your teddy's called Fred, but you've got two teds over there. What could call one of them Brown Bart?
So I would you call a Brown Bart?
Which one?
You!
Yeah. Oh, that's a teddy on your bed, haven't
I? You are brown.
Your eyes look really puffy today.
That's why I'm doing nothing. What's under there?
What would Miss Ashworth say? Oh, Tom, don't that hurt?
What
Miss Ashworth say? Right, come on, are we going to do this train track or not? Are we going to play with it? Little mess pot. Oh, he's my little baby. Could you? Right, go on, train driver. Go and get your train. Where's my fire engine?
There is the fire engine.
That's the bus, Thomas. I know it's red.
You were the boss with the grapes then.
Oh, yes.
Come on. Oh, red.
I'm on my way to a market stall.
I'm on my way to the grape carriers that make grapes.
Then you got there quicker.
Never mind.
Right, can I be the market man?
Yep.
Hello.
I'm just going to park up.
Hello, Bertie, the bus with all the grapes. Is Thomas coming along with all his trucks full of fruit?
Yes, he's coming in a minute.
Is he right?
Okay. Might be a long time because it's got... He might be slow because he's got a long time, but the traffic light says red, so he can park up and get all the fruit off.
Oh, right, yes, he could, couldn't he? Thomas, do you remember the other day? I can't think where we were. We were on a train. I'm sure we were on a train, or perhaps we were on a bus. And we saw a bit of railway track with traffic lights on. Were we on a train? That was really
weird. A level crossing.
No, it wasn't. Oh, no, we've seen a level crossing. When we went to see another meal, but we definitely saw some cars having to wait. While the barriers went down, it's a level crossing. But I'm sure we were on the train.
We were!
And we looked down, and do you remember there was a sort of track, almost like a road, a dirt track that didn't seem to lead anywhere, and there were traffic lights, station proper train lights. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that funny?
I think that should be where all the trains are to Rusty and the Bastion there.
You think so? But why would they want traffic lights there?
Because then they say, danger, danger!
I think it was just a warning. Or do you think the traffic lights were rusty, the train lights were rusty, so if they were putting all the Breton trains out, they must have thought, oh, poor old lights aren't working anymore, we'll put them down there.
Yeah, but... just pretend now, Percy, Thomas is going to do a loud hoot when he's here.
Right, okay, Thomas is here. Yes, we know, Thomas.
Hurry up,
because it's going to go green in a minute.
Well, what do I have to do?
Get all the food off.
Oh, come on, I need some help.
Yeah!
I can barely see the bus driver. What about the train driver and the fireman and the guard help?
Okay.
Surely there must be some little men on there helping to unload fruit. Oh, dear. We've had an accident. Bertie's crashed.
Guess what?
What?
And the road's all made of Bertie's.
Oh, Bertie, the bus has just tipped up. I bet it's that heavy bunch of grapes. I bet they've fallen over.
And then, when by magic, another Bertie came.
Oh, right.
Come on, Mum. Come here and help me unload. Everybody that you want, see, you're helping you.
Oops.
I put this in the old dump pile.
Right, Bertie's coming along, look, counting carriage by carriage.
Hurry up, because I'm coming away.
He's not finished yet, nearly. He's one more to go.
Two more? That the front even got some more.
Does it?
Yes. I saw you having horses.
There's a couple of horses on the line. That was the balloon. I sat on the balloon. I made a rude noise. It was the sound of the balloon because it's gone behind my back. Right, horses like to eat apples and carrots. Have you got any carrots or is it just fruit you carry?
I carry some apples and some carrots.
So I think when the train comes round, the best way to get the horses off the line is if the guard and the fireman stand there with the carrots and apples.
I'm just pretending you were the guard, yeah.
Okay.
And I was a fast train runner. There's the apples, there's the carrots.
Right.
One's dead.
Well, no, it's all right. It's the excitement just seeing all that fruit. Oh, there we are. Look, he's got them off a line. Oh, that was lucky right there.
Frick you!
They're chomping, aren't they? Oh, yes, they're quite happy now.
No!
Nay! Are you being a horse?
No, you could be the train driver. I'm the bus driver. I could be. But your cats can tie. Press the funnel.
This is a train with little noise. It's got all bits of red on it. Was it all red at one point?
It could be the red opener.
That sounds like a red train, doesn't it? Does it not go frontwards and backwards anymore?
No. Need batteries.
Do you think it does need batteries?
Mum?
Yes, ma'am.
You drive this train and you be the horse and you be the bus driver. And
well,
I'm
what's I got to be the train driver, the bus driver and the horse?
Yeah.
No, tell me again, what do you want me to be?
You're the bus driver and train driver.
Right.
And I'm your cat. And I'm called Bluey.
Bluey? Mama Bluey used to have a butchie called Bluey because it had blue feathers. Why are you called Bluey?
I look Bluey.
Thomas, you're wearing green.
No, but the cat's fur looks blue.
Why?
Yeah, I'm called Bluey.
But you don't get blue cats or Pilchard, I suppose, from Bob the Builder. He's blue, isn't he? Well, he's not a real cat. He's a Bob the Builder cat.
You like, because you're Wendy.
Am I Wendy now?
And you ride trains and buses.
Do you want a little snug? You come for a little cuddle with your mum.
I can't talk.
Ow, ow, ow. Oh, hello, puss. I don't think pussycats like fruit. Oh, Puddy likes melon, doesn't she?
And I like carrots.
You like carrots? I don't think pussycats like carrots. I was about to say pussycats don't like fruit, but Purdy definitely likes melon. She likes cucumber as well, Purdy. Isn't she a funny cat? So, Bluey, what would you like?
I like cheese!
Cheese, but our train only has fruit and vegetables, well, fruit and carrots.
Oh. And
So I've been on your train once, haven't I?
Yeah.
And I saw in the black carriage cheese.
Did you see cheese? Oh, well, in that case, but this looks like a nice piece of yellow cheese.
Yeah, but if you turn it upside down, it's a house.
Well, if you turn it upside down, it's a house, but I wasn't going to. I was going to keep it this way up. Okay. We'll just look at the plain yellow side and pretend it's a piece of cheese. Hey, Chris, how's that?
If you pretend I eat it, I'll eat it.
You've eaten it at all, haven't you?
Yeah.
And that's a real Thomas the Tank Engine there, look. You see, he's cold. Thomas is number one, isn't he? Whoops, he doesn't fit in that. Oops, on a train track there, does he? He's got another sign here that says, ooh, look, watch out, watch out.
And then?
And level crossing. It means watch out, level crossing.
I only go on knees when you put your arms up. And when you put your arms down, I get off.
Just watch my leg, could you please, sweetheart?
Bluey.
Hello, Bluey, how are you? Do you know what would be a really nice job for a pussycat?
What?
To drive the train. Would you like to do that, Bluey?
I like to drive the train.
Actually, you'd be better being the guard called, being called Bluey, do you know why? Because you could blow the whistle. And every time you blow the whistle, we'll say, ah, Bluey, blew the whistle.
Oh, wow.
Because you don't really get cats with blue fur, but you get the same, because guards blow whistles.
I know what. This time you were the train driver. Wow.
That's a real whistle, isn't it?
You were just bitter. You were dreaming, weren't you?
I was dreaming.
And I was tickling those toes.
No, otherwise we're not playing. Don't tickle my whistle. Thomas, feet. Oi! Oi! Come here, little boss.
No!
Yes.
I get what you're going to do.
You have to put you in the engine shed.
No!
Right, come on. Where are we going now with this train?
To Liverpool.
No, come on. Let's play with it.
Liverpool.
Liverpool? Ooh, where's Liverpool?
Manchester.
That's in Manchester.
I'm in me.
Liverpool in Manchester. Mm. Oh, you're a nice pussy, aren't you? You're the station cat. Yes.
And you're the wife, aren't you? And just pretending you know how to sleep.
Whose wife?
You're my wife. And I'm the cat.
Why can't we marry to a cat? We marry a birdie.
But the father's gone out.
Who's gone out? The farmer? Or yeah. The farmer?
Father.
The father, the daddy.
You're looking after me because that was a bit poorly.
Oh, poor, so what's the matter? Was that cheese you had from the fruit lorry not nice? Did it give you a tummy ache? Or did you eat too much melon?
I feel sick, Mum.
You feel sick?
I'm pretending.
I know you are. What, do you feel sick from eating too much cheese and melon?
No, I don't like cheese.
Oh dear. Well, is there anything on the train that you like, boss?
I only like bananas.
You only like bananas? Look, there's a truckload of bananas there. That little green carriage has bananas in.
Green.
Oh, not that green one, that's got plums. The other green one.
I love greens too.
You like plums? Right.
I really like them.
I don't.
They taste
your cat. I thought they would when they're not full licking, are they?
Ew, yucky cheese.
Right, ooh. A little sweetheart, aren't you? You like going to the Early Learning Centre to play with their train track, then?
No.
Does it have a water pump? What sort of things has that got?
A water pump, but it goes down. Oh, here's a water pump.
Do they have a crane as well, Tom?
Yeah.
What's the crane called in terms of the tank, Cranky? Yeah. Or is cranky from something else?
Yeah, it is cranky.
Cranky's Thomas the Tank Engine?
Yeah.
And what's the crane called in Bob the Builder?
Lofty.
Lofty, of course, Lofty, because it goes to lofty heights. Right. That crane will be able to reach our loft. What's that mean, a caution sign? No, Thomas, talk properly, the rest are not playing.
I'm a cat.
No, you're not. Poo is a cat. You're a little boy. You're supposed to
be playing. No, I'm pretending I'm a cat.
Are you? So you won't want to play with the train track then?
We are the train driver.
I know, but I can't really drive a train with a pussycat, can I?
You leave the pussycat at home.
But then I'm playing on my own and I get bored and lonely.
The cat could be right beside you. The cat could be next to the driver.
You're the station cat?
Yeah.
Looking after all the mice and things. I do with you on London Underground, because when I last went, there were lots of little mice running along. You know the underground trains? Mm. I think you've seen one between us, haven't you? There's a certain noise and a certain smell about underground. And when you look on the tracks when there are no trains, you see little mice running around. I've never actually seen them on the platforms, they just are on the rails. No, don't you get it, Thomas, please. Oh, just tell me the time. Just a second.
Ava. Big Mum, mind you had a big ball of fire.
It's a big orange balloon we're playing with. Right. Okay, so the cat's died and now you're the train driver. Okay.
The bus was outside waiting for Thomas, weren't you?
Yes.
You need to drive to the end of the...
Well, just... Yes, okay. Well, shall we just move the truck there a little bit?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I wonder whether I could make that into a leap. Not really. No, I can't do it.
But you can make a little hole, because I've got another back engine here, look.
Oh, yes. Tell you what, I'll take that piece at the end there, Tommy.
This?
No, the one right at the end. At the end there, where the horses are.
That?
No, the one next to it.
This?
No, the end one. That's it. That?
You can rerun my train.
Oh, bother.
Why don't you know if there's any?
I don't think there is. I was just...
looking for this.
Well, that'll spoil the end of your track then, won't it?
It will not.
Won't it?
I don't mind. No, I do not mind if you break my blank.
No, I don't want to break it up for you.
There you go. There's a little... going.
That's the problem, because the end
is... Oh no, I'm going to this day. It's just the time I got off to help you because I was the dad, wasn't I?
Yes. Now this isn't working quite as I thought, because I didn't realise that was missing. Oh dearie, dearie, dearie.
Boring.
Oh no, not boring, but just disappointing that it wasn't quite as important. Boring, isn't it? You see, yes, you've done the same as me. You thought that was a hole, and it's not, is it?
Oh.
Oh dear, dear, never mind. We'll just get...
Oh, I don't know about the little hole.
We'll get on with what we've got, shall we?
And shall I go round this one?
No, yeah. Well, we could wait for you there, because that's a really good place to wait. Isn't it?
Yeah, move that because I can get through that.
A little more step out.
I'll just come this way.
Okay. Gosh, it's a long train.
Boom! I'm just gonna take some of my cabbage off.
All right.
Oh, push all the cabbages back. My cabbages come back. How many I'm pushing?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I'm pulling.
and pushing now. Pushing and pulling. If you go through a door and you do that, what are you doing?
Pushing.
Pushing. If you get the handle and you do that.
Pulling.
Pulling. Push with a sh, pull with a l. Is that right?
Yeah.
Pulling and pushing.
Could that my mending train in a minute?
Yes, you could too, yes.
Trying to do a cross up.
Hello, Thomas.
Could that my mending bits?
Yes, please.
And I need a big room because I've got lots. Got 9.
Just thinking we can put these two engines that don't actually fit on the tracks there, couldn't we? There we are.
Let's make a big traffic jam.
And that's what there is there as well.
So
what's the
building working?
And an AA van, a breakdown truck.
Oh.
I've just sat on the mobile phone.
Good evening.
The TUI mobile phone. What did she say? Hello, may I help you?
Yeah.
May I help you, she's saying. Hello, yeah. Hello, may I help you?
I just made it a bit rude.
A bit rude? What do you mean?
You just made it a bit... I'm not sure how to make it rude.
No. Thomas. That's not the telephone, that's you. You're a very rude boy.
Look, Mum, listen.
Oh, that's that. That's like London Bridge is falling down.
Can I do it again?
Yeah. What's she saying? It sounds like she's saying information.
Yeah.
Some very, very strange sounds. When our phone rang then, I picked it up. Didn't sound like birds were tweeting. It was just somebody saying, hello. It was Daddy, actually.
Well, it could be a taxi getting all the people out.
Mm. Is this the taxi one we bought you?
Yep.
Motormax taxi. That's rather nice. Tell you what, these cars feel cold, Thomas.
Pardon?
These cars all feel cold, you know, the metal.
Ow!
They're not that cold. Can you see an X on the word taxi?
Yeah.
Whereabouts? Yes. Taxi. If the orange light's lit up and it says taxi, then it means that the taxi driver hasn't any passengers and he's waiting to be picked up. Postman Fat Pat Van. Fat Pat Van. Postman Pat Van.
I usually say postman's hat.
Postman Hatman. So if you see a taxi with an orange light saying taxi with driving on and no passengers, it means
I know why the crack there.
Oh, you found an army tank. Wow. Oh, that's not nice, is it?
I am army.
The army tank has just shot the taxi. I don't think that's nice. The taxi was rushing then, and when he's gone to pick up a passenger, guess who the passenger is?
My waiter.
A horse. Still munching that carrot.
Look, I've got a carrot, and I think mine can go up and down. You
can't it. That's very exciting.
You can do even higher, actually.
Did you not realise it could do that?
Yeah. Next, do I hang up this big?
Look at it, please. Oh, that's very smart. Wow. Don't break your train track. Be careful. Oh, your foot. Oh, my leg. Ow.
They always break it. Right, you do this one.
Just don't go ratty with it. Just gently, gently. Oh, right. Well, that's obviously when it goes up hills and things, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I think you have to have them flat to turn the gun carriage round before you bend them up.
I'm going down.
Down as well. Wow.
I'm going downhill.
That's a very, very good toy, isn't it? Goodness me. That's very nice.
Are you drunk? Boom! I put my things down because I'm going downhill. And then
are you?
Down your pants.
No, in that Thomas the Tank Engine book that we can't find, there's also, was it Terence the Tractor? Is Terence the Tractor a Thomas the Tank Engine character?
Yeah.
And do you remember they said, he said he had caterpillar wheels? Mm. Well, can you see the bottom of this army tank that you're playing with? Caterpillars. Mm. Huge rubber tyres, really big, like big elastic bands. The big rubber tyres. You're driving it on my head now.
Stop for a little bite of honey.
A bite of honey from my earring. You should have honey in the earring.
Put it right through.
No, don't put things in my ears, thank you.
Yeah. For a burst first bit, it's going to be cool.
Cool? Isn't it you?
Boom! 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 Good one.
Let's have a look.
Boom!
No, say something other than boom.
Boom!
No, Thomas. That's a very
boom!
Nice toy. That's the lookout tower. You see the little man climbs in there and that goes up and he can look out of his window and see if there's anybody naughty before he goes pop with his gun.
And does he even shoot people that nice?
Well.
Do you even shoot police?
I'm sure he could. I think he'd be in trouble if he was caught. It's very, very nice. Splendid.
Wow, you can see underneath it.
See the motor working, can't you? Yeah. Yes, it does such a lot of things, doesn't it? It's a very bendy, stretchy toy. Bendy, stretchy, tippy-oppy. Be quiet now, because you're concentrating on it, aren't you? What do you mean?
Yeah, I'm tired.
You're tired?
I want to be a black cat again.
Do you? What, so you can sleep all day, like Purdy does? We haven't got much of this fruit delivered, young man. No. Don't put it down my jumper, next part.
Put it down the front.
No.
Hello.
No, because you're going to break the picture. No, that's silly.
Boo, boo.
No, Thomas.
Please, down the back.
No, Jeff, you're hurting me.
He's not there.
I know, but when you hit my back, that hurt, that wasn't nice.
Try and get the old tank slowly down the back of you. Or I can feel the big bottle.
You can feel what?
My butt in your body.
My body? I don't think so. I don't think you can.
I can feel the niggas.
Thomas, that will do. No, that's Thomas, that really is hurting me. Could you get a towel, please?
No.
Thank you. No, don't do that again.
Please don't.
Don't mind it going down, so I don't like you hitting my back when it's down there. Because that's not kind, is it?
Okay, I'll throw it away.
Right, Thomas.
Right,
I need a taxi now, please, to take me to the hospital. Because I've had an army tank down my back.
Okay.
Oh, the ambulance is... The ambulance hasn't got any ambulance.
No, but I'll take a taxi, please. Unless the train's going.
Nope.
I'll have a taxi then, please.
Just pretend your phone up, then.
Hello?
Rob?
Could I have a taxi, please?
A taxi's not you yet, but the train's off.
Oh, right, well...
The train taxi.
Sorry, can't start a taxi. I'll get on the train, thank you.
The train's coming now.
Is it?
It might be late. Ah!
What have you done now? Thomas, don't.
I did! You were surprised to see a taxi.
Well, I am, because you just said the taxi would be late. Right, thank you, I'm in. Shut the doors and we'll go. Can I go to the hospital, please?
Okay. Just pretend you were surprised to be out and then... The satch was still here.
Well, we're in a rush. We need to go quick.
This satch.